Ches Tishri, 21st of September, Rabbi Emanuel Danan, guilt, healthy or unhealthy?
This story happened a few months ago. This story took place a few months ago. The offices of the Eze Metzion. I think Eze Metzion is a medical supplying unit, and there was unfortunately a theft. There was a break-in into the offices. There was a major gneva, so they decided to put up a CCTV and hopefully catch the culprit. And lo and behold, a couple of weeks later, he tried again, and he broke in, the same person, and this time he was caught on TV, on the CCTV, and. So they knew who the person was. So the person in charge of the Eze Metzion, he brought the person. He picked up the phone, and he gave him, and he said, "Listen, Rabbi Yed." I said Rabbi Yed, and he said to him, "I've got a problem. We've had a break-in in Eze Metzion, and I was wondering if you could advise us what we can do to find the culprit." And so he's giving him the opportunity. He says, what on earth are you calling me for? And he makes it, why are you calling me at random out of all the people? So he said, I thought maybe you could advise us on how to go about this. So he says, no, I'm sorry, you'll have to go somewhere else. Anyway. He called up the day later. He said, "Listen, I'd prefer meeting face to face. I prefer meeting face to meet. Do you mind if I pop round? And that way we can have a chat." He says, "I really don't know what you want, but if you want to speak to me, fine." Anyway, he comes to him. He comes with his laptop, and he says, "What can we do about this? He looks a little bewildered. What do you want from me?" And he started playing with, the CCTV, and he saw himself. He was caught. He said, "I gave you the opportunity. I gave you a way out. What more do you want? I was trying to save you. I was trying to go about. Now you forced me. Yeah, you forced me to do what I didn't want to do. I have to go to the authorities and take it from there." And I found the story so powerful. Why? Because I really identified with it. I really identified with that story, that the guilt and the shame is so strong that I'll clutch onto a straw, even though it's illogical, a straw will not keep me afloat, but I'll hold on to anything, however irrational, because I can't face reality. I can't face the true facts. I can't face my guilt. And it happens so much that we're not willing, at least I'm speaking for myself, I'm not willing to face facts. I'm not willing to see my actions because I am paralyzed by fear. I'm paralyzed by fear, and therefore I'll clutch onto any irrationality to rationalize myself like this. What maybe he's just calling me. Maybe he just wants my help. He'll clutch onto something not rational in order to work out, okay, I'm still not forced. I'm still not being caught 100%. Even though, if you speak it rationally speaking, you'd see, listen, why is he calling you out of all people? Why is he calling you the day after the theft? Everything, all the evidence points to that, you know, you've been caught. But person's not willing to face reality. Even yesterday, I'll just speak to, I speak two examples. This is just tiny examples for myself. Yesterday I was driving and I was in a hurry somewhere, and my car slightly knocked the wing mirror knocked onto somebody, and my gut feeling was just continue. Listen, it wasn't banging. Nobody hooted at me. And then I saw, my gut reaction was not even to look to my left, to the wing mirror. And then I thought to myself, no, that's running away from reality, yeah? I can't do that. Even though that was my gut reaction, I looked, and Baruch Hashem, all it was my wing mirror had folded closed, and it wasn't more serious than that. But, amazing, I was facing this. I wanted to run away. I couldn't, I might have scratched the other car, but I didn't want to face reality because what's going to be? This guy's going to, I'm going to start taking details. I'm going to be late to my next appointment. B'chole, b'chole. So, and another thing, shofar, I blew the shofar this year. Baruch Hashem was better than previous years. Second day was not as good as the first day. And I was thinking, I just hope somebody does not play the video of the way I blew the shofar. Yeah? Why? What's the difference? The shofar was blown, people were yoitze. What's the difference if I am... It's happened. So why can I not watch that video again? And I realised it was this... It's this point. I cannot face my action. It's guilt. So for me, I've been... And I think there are many others who share this. Plagued by an unhealthy guilt. And I'd like to speak about this because I think it's intrinsic to tshuva, and it's intrinsic for living, and I'd like to share with you a couple of ideas to do with guilt. I'm just going to take I'm not going to read the Maariv Komis inside because time does not allow us. But let us remind ourselves, like the Ramchal does. The Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is not there to tell us of things which we didn't know, but just to remind us of things that we do know, right? And the Ramchal, in his famous Hakdama, in his famous the first chapter, tells us. Yesoida Chasidus v'Shoyrish Avoda Tzmima Hu Shizbar v'Yisamis Etzel Odom Machal V'Asu V'Olomu. One has to be absolutely clear, crystal clear, and have the truth ingrained in him. What is his obligation in his world? And in what he has to put his focus and his direction in everything, in every action that he toils in all the day of his life. And so what is the answer to that? We were created to have pleasure, to delight in Hashem. Because that is the true pleasure. And the place of this true pleasure, because that is a place which was created for the sole purpose of giving us this enormous, immense reward, delight. But the way we earn it is via this world, and that's what Chazal say in Ovis. It's like a corridor bifnei ha'olam haba. Right? And what are the means to reach this purpose? And those are the mitzvahs and the averas which we are meant to do and refrain from, commanded by Hashem. Where do we perform these mitzvahs? You have to do it in this world. Only in this world where you've got things pulling you away from doing the mitzvahs. That is the place of the performance of the mitzvahs and the place of the transgression of the averus, al-kain. And therefore it is for this purpose, כדי שעל ידי האמצועים האלה, המזדמים לא יכאן, יוכל להגיע למוקם אשר יוכן לו. It is through the means here, it's through earning it, because I've got loads of things pulling me away, distracting, wanting me to pull me to Artius, to look after myself, to be egocentric, etc. And therefore I have to work, it's got to be in this world where I can earn that enormous delight. Yeah? כדי שהלמצואים האלה, המזדמנים לו יכאן, יוכל להגיע למהוקים אשר יוכן לו, to that place which is the theme park, with capital T's, the theme park, which is Oilam Abot, true delight, לירוי שם בטוב, to satiate ourselves. That means, even in every Ano Gashmis, there's a limit how much intake, how much physical pleasure you can have. But the Oilam Abot is limitless of pleasure. And lirvoy shom, to satiate ourselves in good, asher kon aloi, which you acquired al yedei emtzoim eile. Yeah? And Ramchal continues, v'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. Closeness to Hashem is good for me. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakeh shivti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. Ki rak zehu hatoiv. Yeah? And anything else which people think is good, they're misguided. They've gone to the wrong address. So what's the Ramchal telling us, Rabbi Isai? We were born for pleasure. We are pleasure seekers. I remember when I was in Eish HaTorah, we were doing, in the summer program, and we were doing Kirov techniques, and the first thing we were with a big emphasis, we were taught, is that we are the same as you. We are pleasure seekers. Yeah? And the Torah is full of it. U'bacharta b'chaim, le'toiv lach. The Torah, in tzodakta matitein loy. However many righteous acts you do, matitein loy. What can you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He doesn't need your mitzvahs. Everything is for our good. What is the true good? Is get the right address. At least know what's the real good, and that's the delight in Hashem. So that seems, so the purpose of creation seems to be us. However, right, that's on one hand. On the other hand, we have many indications that the purpose is for the kovod of Hashem Yisborach. For instance, the Rambam, halfway down, Al-Yoyim Ha'adam Ha'reini Oysa Mitzvus HaTzayim Ha'oysek B'chokmosa Kedei She'akabel Kol HaBrochus B'Aksuv HaSba. Oy kedesha ezkel chaye oylam haba. A person when he performs a mitzvah should not say, "I'm doing the mitzvahs because I want all the blessings which are written in the Torah," or for chaye oylam haba. Not just oylam haze. Chaye oylam haba is also ve'efrich min averus ashezira Torah, and I will refrain from the averus kedesha not tell min haklos because I don't want any of the curses. Aksuves b'Torah. Okay, kedesha lo yikores mechaye oylam haba. I don't want kores. Yeah? Says the Rambam, Ein roi lavoid al derech hazeh. This is not the optimum way of serving Hashem. Sha'ivid al derech zeh, wa'ivid mi'ira. Ve'eino ma'alas ha'nevim, ve'loi ma'alas ha'chachomim. It's not the ma'ala of the nevim, not the ma'ala of ha'chachomim. Ve'ein roivdim al Hashem al derech zeh, el ha'am ha'aretz, ve'anoshim ha'ktanim, she'mecham chinoi som lavoid mi'ira. You educate them to work mi'ira. Ad she'tar be'datan ve'yavdu me'aba. Interesting, right? So the Rambam says that the Noshim and the Ktanim and the Me'aret, you start off by Milchanich them from Yira until they get to Abba. Interesting. So even the Ame'aret, Noshim and Ktanim, yeah, the aim is, the goal is to get them to work Me'avo. But you start being Milchanich them with Yira first. So, but you start with, how is a woman, I didn't understand how a woman is different to a man, right? Rambam doesn't say that Noshim serve Hashem their whole lives, Mi'ira. No, Noshim, we educate them from Yira, and until they reach Avot the Me'avot. So that's Anoshim as well. That's how we start. We start by being educated Mi'ira, and then work up to Avot. So I didn't quite understand. But the Rambam, what's the difference between men and women? Ame Aretz, I can understand. Ktanim, I can understand, because at the moment they're not in that maturity to be able to be Oved Me'ava. But in what way is Anoshim different to Anoshim? I'm not quite.
There's no seminars.
Sorry?
There's no seminars those days.
There was no?
Seminars.
Seminars. No, but the Rambam says clearly. You mean a woman would have would have reached that stage later than a man?
Yeah,
later. She would have reached that stage just later than the man of the same age, because he's been educated for longer, has reached that stage. Okay, but anyway, it's interesting. People use this Rambam, look, you're knocking women. It's not true. The Rambam says clearly they have to also reach Me'avo. Yeah, you just educate them for you. So what is Avod Me'avo? And this is supported by many Mishnayos and Gemaras and many Psukim in Tanakh. Al tiyu kavodim amsham shemesarav al menas lekabel pras. Kol ma shebo av kodesh baruch hu ba'ilom aloi bara el lechvoida. Hashem created it for His covered, and many such baruch elokeinu shebaranu lechvoida. We were created for His honor. So what's going on here? What is going on here? If I know the purpose of creation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He doesn't need me. Yeah? So the purpose is me, my pleasure, as the Ramchal tells me. So what's the problem in doing Avodah for the purpose which I know is true? The purpose is for me, pleasure. Right? That is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megale. In fact, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that's the only thing we can understand about creation, that Derech HaToiv LaHeitiv. He wanted to do good to me. So what's wrong with doing it for that? Why is that not the optimum way? And it's clear in the Rambam, as we read this Loshon, that it doesn't mean just in this world. Schar, you could have said, Schar means Schar Einish in this world, because it's more tangible. But if you think about Olam Haba, so you're already more, it's less tangible, it's less physical. And maybe that's called Lishma. No, Rambam says clearly, even if I want to do it for the reward in Olam Haba, that's also not the optimum way of serving Hashem. So what is Avodah Me'avo? Now this is what I wanted to share with you, and I think it's so pertinent to Sersi Mitchua. Ha'Oved Me'avo, what is Avodah Me'avo? Oisek b'Torah, busies himself in Torah, u'v'mitzvos, v'hoilech b'netzivos ha'chochma. Very interesting. Oisek b'Torah, busies himself in Torah, and mitzvos, and walks in the paths of chochma. I leave it to what is the Rambam adding that? That means he's Oisek b'Torah, he's Oisek b'mitzvos, Oisek, right? Toils himself. But there's a third point. Not because of any matter in this world or next world, and not because of fear of calamity. Interesting, why is the Rambam repeating himself? He just said that in Halacha Aleph. I don't know why he's repeating himself. Elo Oisek emes mipnei shehu emes. Somebody who works me'avo that performs emes because it is emes. Isn't that amazing? You do it because that is the truth. Reality. That's what living is about. Living in reality. We know how many people do such destructive actions. They destroy their life because they're not living in reality. Living in reality, sorry?
When it says Soif HaTov, that sounds like Star again.
So very interesting. The Rambam does not ignore, thank you. The Rambam does not ignore Schar Einesh, because the Rambam knows, of course, that Tachlis is us. But when you perform it, yeah, when you perform, think, I want to do these mitzvahs because that is connecting to reality. There is one reality, one existence, and that's a Boyer Olam. There's a big boss up there, yeah, and we are created in the Olam, which, as the Ramchal told us, distracts us from this reality. We don't see this reality with our eyes. It's not obvious. We have to work on it. But that is reality. And that is Avodah Me'avo. The Rambam says, as the Soif HaTeva Lovei Biglola. That's the Rambam saying. And if you do that, Mimela the Teva will come to you. But you just said, who cares about the Torah? You just told me that's not the important thing. Why does the Rambam feel it imperative to bring that in? Sorry?
It's a byproduct. Comes from me.
No, but if it's the Mimela, so you're taking away the emphasis by adding those words. If you're telling me that, and with what we've said, of course the Tachlis is us. Yeah, the Tachlis is our pleasure.
However, as the Ramchal himself said, what's the ultimate pleasure is to live. That is Bacharat HaBachayim. To live means to be in touch with reality. Yeah? That's Yiddishkeit is just truth. We want to live emes. Enlecha ben chayrin, who is a true, who is free, joyous, and free, joyous, and happy, joyous, and free, is somebody who's got control of his feelings. In fact, I heard somebody explain that the tachlis of life is to remain undisturbed. That is the tachlis of the Torah and mitzvahs, to remain undisturbed. Because when I am disturbed, it's because of something in me. No, and this is a big lesson, no person, no circumstance, no situation in my life, yeah, can really make, it can give me pain. It can definitely give me enormous pain. But disturbance is my doing. And my tachlis in life, the tools which the Torah is giving me, or connecting, becoming God conscious, is to allow me to remain undisturbed. Allow me that no matter what my circumstances are, I still feel, I'm still okay. I might be in pain, but I'm still okay. How do you do that? There's only one way. By connecting with reality. And that's why the Rambam says, if you think, I want to know Hashem because Rotzon Hashem is living in reality, don't worry, you will get the schar. You will get the schar. Now, why is it so imperative to think about I'm doing the emes because it's the emes and not to think about schar and einish? Because unfortunately, we're egocentric people. Ego stands for edging God out, right? And the person can have a from Yetzer Hara. Yeah? If we start, and that is why Rosh Hashanah does not start with Al-Chait. Because if we start thinking, oh, I've done this, and I've got to do this, it becomes self-focused again. We lose track of what is really wanted of us. What really, the tachlis of us, a tshuva, is to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we dare not start off by introspection because we'll lose the plot. We'll continue. He becomes completely self-focused. Once we're Mamlech Hashem, once we developed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, then then we can work on our flaws and the things which distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Rambam, it says, V'sayfa toiva b'lava b'chlola. You will get the toiv at the end. Don't worry. But just don't have that in mind. And therefore, I wanted to say, of course the Rambam is, the Torah is full of schar v'oinish. It always bothered me with schar v'oinish. The whole Torah is full of it. What, it's b'di'eved? We're talking about it's not the ideal way. It's just a means to an end. Hopefully you won't care in the end about schar v'oinish. Of course not. It just, it really, really bothered me, that train of thought. But according to what we're saying, no, of course the tachlis is us. However, when we perform the mitzvahs, we have to feel that we cannot get distracted by anything apart from wanting to connect with reality. And mimeila, the schar will come. Now, we've got to now work on our character defects. We've got to work on to develop that ability to connect with reality, yeah? To that God conscious, to become God conscious, we've got to eliminate the things which are blocking us from HaKadosh Baruch. And I'll just read you a couple of paragraphs here. It's quite interesting, and that's tachlis of tshuva, of wiping away our averus and working on our mitzvahs, is to reconnect to reality. Creation gave us instincts for a purpose. Without them, we wouldn't be complete human beings. If men and women didn't exert themselves to be secure in their persons, made no effort to harvest food or construct shelter, there would be no survival. If they didn't reproduce, the earth wouldn't be populated. If there were no social instinct, if men cared nothing for the society of one another, there would be no society. So these desires, the desire for sex relations, for material and emotional security, and for companionship, are perfectly necessary and right, and surely God-given. Yet, these instincts, so necessary for our existence, often far exceed their proper functions. Powerfully, blindly, many times subtly, they drive us, dominate us, and insist upon ruling our lives. Our desire for the sexual relations, for material and emotional security, and for an important place in society often tyrannize us. When thus out of joint, man's natural desires cause him great trouble, practically all the trouble there is. No human being, however good, is exempt from these troubles. Nearly every serious emotional problem can be seen as a case of a misdirected instinct. When that happens, our great natural assets, the instincts, have turned into physical and mental liabilities. So our instincts are God-given. When I'm fear, that's okay, because Baruch is trying to send me something. But when I'm governed with fear, when fear rules of me, that's when I'm out of sync. That's when I'm out of kilt. And that's what we're trying to work on. We're trying to work on, because God consciousness is really in us. However, we've got blockages. We've got resentments. We've got sinner. We've got pachad. We've got fear. Fear of the future, financial insecurity, emotional insecurity. And these things distance us from reality. And that's the purpose of what we're doing. And that's why it's so imperative to start off, we reconnect with the Boira Olam, and then we work on the character defects which distance us from him. Going back to Busha, going back to Busha and to shame and to guilt, the Rabbeinu Yoina says it's an imperative part of tshuva to have that guilt. And yet for many of us, it just does not resonate well. So what is a healthy guilt, and what is an unhealthy guilt? Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, so I looked at the word, where does it first appear, Rabbi Yisai, the word guilt, or shame? But Sefer Bereshis, Rabbi Yisai. Aval Hashemim Anachnu. Yeah? Oh no, Aval Hashemim Anachnu. Yeah? Yeah? The brothers say we are guilty about what we did to our brother. Yosef. So there, amazing Rav Hirsch, that he says, Oshem is divided, is composed of the words Shom, and the Aleph. Yeah? Shom means there. Shom represents an empty space. That's why when I say over there, you want to know where that person is, there's a space there where he is occupying that place. That's what there means. Shemama means, Rabbi Yisai, desolation. Right? The Aleph, Ovad, Ochal, Ohav, relates the verb, the subject matter, to the person. In other words, it makes from the objective, subjective. I am to blame for the desolation. I have caused the desolation. Right? It's responsibility for my actions. That's what this Oshem is. It's responsibility, rather than blame him and or her or the circumstances, or because I'm because life is so difficult for me. No, I take responsibility. I work on my part. That's what our shame is. Unhealthy guilt, and I spoke to I had a correspondence with a Rav. Anybody who was interested, I can share with you. This called Choshev Rav, and very well known. Unhealthy guilt is when I'm so afraid to face facts because I'm overwhelmed by fear. Yeah? If this person, let's take this guy in Ezer Mitzrayim, if he was, the facts are so absolutely frightening, yeah, that he cannot face it, he'll run away. He'll dig his head in the ground because the facts are too overwhelming and I cannot face reality. But when I remember that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rav Chesed, who wants me to be close to him. And all he wants me to do is be responsible for my actions. But no matter what I've done, no matter however much damage I've done, there is hope. because that's the past, I can work on the future, then it becomes bearable. Then that taking responsibility becomes bearable because I've got HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's holding my hand. And that's again developing that God consciousness, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial to start before we work on tshuva. Otherwise I cannot face my aveiros. I've done such bad things, I cannot face it. So I have to develop my relationship with a Bira Olam who does me, who's my father, who loves me more than I could ever imagine. Then there's hope, yeah. Then there's hope, and then I can move on and work on myself and rid myself of those character defects. And I just want to finish off with just a story I heard this morning. There was a guy called Alan Font. Alan Font was he ran a show in America called Candid Camera. Anyway, which is like the equivalent of something which used to take place here 20 years ago. You've Been Framed, which is like they make scenes and see how people react, but it's really all a show. So anyway, this guy was on a plane in America, and one of the propellers was in the 1960s. One of the propellers of the plane stopped. And everybody saw that this guy, this well-known figure, was on the plane, yeah? And nobody was panicking. Nobody was panicking because they thought this was part of the show, yeah? It happened to be, everything was fine in the end, but normally a scenario where everybody would be absolutely panicking, right? Nobody was panicking. Everybody was smiling. Why? Because Alan Font was in the plane. So sometimes Rabbi said, if we just make our korah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after me. It seems so overwhelming. Yeah, that's to me. But if I remember, there's a big boss, and my father is there. He's holding my hand, and not everything is possible. Then that reassures me. Then I can smile. I can take responsibility, and I can smile. Rabbi Zag, Mar Chasim Atzeva, and good Gebench to you.